Okay, so you found the perfect house.
Right?
You're ready to make an offer.
Not so fast.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, hold on.
There's a lot more to making an offer than just saying, hey, I want to buy this.
I mean, I guess.
But yeah.
You can't just like slide into the DMs of the seller.
Exactly. It's a process, right? And a really important one.
Right, because like getting it right or wrong could cost you thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands, potentially even hundreds.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, lucky for us, we're diving deep today into this whole offer thing. And we're using this awesome video from Jet Direct Mortgage as our guide.
They really break it down.
Yeah.
And, you know, their whole thing is making mortgages easy to understand.
Exactly. So basically, they want to be your, like, mortgage BFFs.
I like that. Mortgage BFFs.
So let's get into it. What's the first thing people need to know when it comes to making an offer?
Well, the video really emphasizes that you've got to be ready to negotiate. Even if you think the house is absolutely perfect, the price, the terms, everything.
I'm already sweating a little bit. I'm not the best negotiator.
That's okay. It's a skill you can learn. But the point is to go in knowing that you might need to push back on some things.
They even say in the video, the terms can be just as important as the price itself.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine you get your dream house for an amazing price, but then the closing date is super inconvenient and you end up paying double rent for a month.
Ugh, a total nightmare.
Yeah. So those terms matter a lot.
Okay, so negotiation is key. Got it. What else should people be thinking about?
Well, before you even start thinking about the offer itself, you need to get pre-approved from a lender.
Pre-approved? Okay, back up a sec. What does that even mean?
Basically, it means a lender has looked at your finances and given you a thumbs up, saying they're willing to loan you a certain amount of money.
So it's like you're going into this whole house buying thing with a real budget.
Exactly, and it shows the seller that you're serious. You're not just window shopping.
Makes sense. I bet sellers get tired of people wasting their time.
For sure. So pre-approval is like a golden ticket.
Okay, cool. So you're pre-approved.
Yeah.
You've mentally prepared yourself to negotiate. Now what?
Now it's time for the actual offer. And this isn't just a casual conversation.
You mean I can't just like send the seller a text message?
Probably not a good idea. We're talking a formal written offer.
Official, like lawyer-y stuff.
Exactly. There are specific legal documents and everything needs to be in writing.
Okay. So what kind of stuff goes into this formal offer?
Well, the video breaks it down into seven main components.
Seven. Okay. Yeah. Hit me with number one.
Number one is easy. The property address, you know, so they know which house you're talking about.
Right. Makes sense.
What's next?
Okay. Number two is the purchase price, obviously. And then there's something called earnest money.
Earnest money. I feel like I've heard that before, but I don't really know what it is.
It's basically a deposit. You're putting down a chunk of money to show the seller you're serious about buying the house.
So it's like a promise ring, but for a house.
Kind of. And if you back out of the deal for no good reason, you could lose that money.
Oh, okay. So don't mess around with earnest money.
Exactly.
Right. What's next on this offer checklist? Number three is all about the title provision.
The what provision?
Title provision, basically. Yeah. It's making sure that the seller actually owns the property and has the right to sell it.
Oh, wow. You don't want to get stuck in some weird legal battle.
Nope. So that's where the title provision comes in.
Mm-hmm. And number four.
Number four is closing costs and fees.
Oh, fees. Everybody loves fees.
I know, but they're a part of life and especially a part of buying a house.
So what kind of fees are we talking about?
There are all sorts of things like lender fees, title insurance, appraisal fees.
But basically, a bunch of stuff you have to pay to make the whole buying process happen.
Yeah, and they can add up. So it's important to understand what they are and factor them into your budget.
Okay, so don't forget about closing costs.
Got it.
What's number five?
Number five is the offer expiration date.
So like a best by date?
You can think of it that way. Basically, you're giving the seller a deadline to respond to your offer.
Right, so you're not just sitting around forever waiting to hear back.
Exactly.
And number six?
Number six is the expected closing date. This is the day you actually get the keys to your new home.
The big day, the finish line.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered the address, the price, earnest money, the title thing, closing costs, expiration date, closing date. What's the last piece of the puzzle?
Number seven is contingencies.
Contingencies, okay. That sounds kind of scary and legal-ish.
They can sound intimidating, but honestly, they're your friend.
So.
Contingencies are basically if-then statements that protect you as the buyer.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. The most common contingencies are home inspections and appraisals. So let's say you have a home inspection contingency, and the inspector finds a major problem with the foundation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Hmm.
But because you have that contingency, you have options. You can renegotiate the price with the seller, or you can walk away from the deal altogether.
So contingencies are like a safety net.
Exactly. They give you a way out if something unexpected comes up.
Okay. That makes me feel a lot better about contingencies.
Good. They're there to protect you.
Okay. So we've gone through all seven parts of the offer. What happens next?
Well, once you've submitted your offer, the seller has a few options. They can accept it outright. They can reject it. Or they can come back with a counteroffer.
So it's like a back and forth conversation.
Exactly. And sometimes it can take a few rounds of counteroffers to reach an agreement.
And if you just can't agree,
then you might have to walk away and start looking for a different house.
Oh, man. That would be disappointing. But I guess it's better than getting stuck in a bad deal.
Absolutely. You don't want to settle for something that's not right for you.
So let's say you do reach an agreement. Everyone's happy. Is that when the deal is officially done?
Not quite. The video makes it very clear that nothing is final until everything is signed.
So no handshake agreements?
Nope. Get it all in writing.
Yeah.
And then you work with your lender to finalize the financing. And that's where a company like Jet Direct Mortgage can be super helpful.
They can be your mortgage BFFs.
Right, exactly. They can guide you through the process and make sure everything goes smoothly.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Because honestly, the whole mortgage thing can be a little intimidating.
It definitely can be. With the right help, it doesn't have to be.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
But as our listeners are out there house hunting, getting ready to make offers,
mm-hmm.
what's one key takeaway you want them to remember?
I think the most important thing is to do your research. Understand what similar houses in the area are selling for. Get a sense of the market.
So you can make a competitive offer.
Exactly. And also, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Of your realtor,
yeah.
of your lender. Of anyone involved in the process.
Right. Knowledge is power. When you understand what's going on, you'll feel much more confident and in control.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know what else I love?
What's that?
That this video from Jet Direct Mortgage not only walks us through the steps of making an offer, but it also explains the why behind everything.
Totally. They're not just giving you a list of things to do. They're helping you understand the reasoning behind it all.
Exactly. Which I think makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. And as you're going through this whole process, I want you to think about something. What does the perfect house really mean to you?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is it just about the number of bedrooms and bathrooms? Or are there other factors that are just as important?
Like the neighborhood, the commute, the schools.
Exactly. All those things play a role. So take some time to really define your priorities. What matters most to you?
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of finding a place.
Absolutely. But if you take the time to really think about what you want, the whole process will be much more rewarding.
So true. Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today.
Hopefully they feel more prepared and empowered to make an offer on their dream home.
And if you're looking for a mortgage, BFF Jet Direct Mortgage is here to help.
They're the experts, and they're ready to make your home buying journey as smooth as possible.
Awesome. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about real estate.
Happy house hunting, everyone.